case. So with this one, instead of it being a cyclical version of Movie Bluff where one of two people always put it on
you.
Oh no,
is this the one we have to buzz in?
Yes, this is the buzz in version.
Yes, I love it.
Now, does anybody remember the first time Katie tried to play the buzz in version?
Yeah.
I do.
A little bit.
It was kind of horrendously bad. To the point that Joel was just like letting me try and buzz in.
Well, but we do tailor things a little bit better having experienced it a number of times at this point.
I think that was maybe the first night.
It was probably the first night we tried it, most likely.
Because I remember you guys like trying to send us the links beforehand that like when you and Mai and Dave had talked about it or something.
Yeah, I'd sent you the bonus track of us talking our way through it to figure out how we would do it.
Right. Okay, so this is going back. We're buzzing in now.
So buzzing in now. So tonight I'm hosting. Adam is participating. So everyone needs to come up with a monosyllabic buzz-in noise, something that's very quick, very easy to recognize.
Yes. And it can't be buzz. Right?
We try to avoid it, but
Yes.
Yeah, buzz is no fun.
Or yeah, like, we want creativity here.
Yeah.
Or unless...
We will buzz. I have one.
Or if you sound like Woody from Toy Story yelling Buzz. Like,
Buzz!
Buzz!
Tom Hanks! Or something. So,
you're buzzing, or you're not playing.
I'm not playing.
Can I be Tom beep?
Bees would work.
No, beep.
Oh, beep? I'm sorry.
Beep!
Bees, whatever.
Could, but...
I'm only going to get through
is
beep!
Is that quick draw? I don't know.
You know, beep.
Oh, yeah, beep.
It needs to be very quick because Katie and I kind of judge it on
who
buzzes in first and who also finishes first.
Oh.
Okay.
So
then the one that I had planned is going to work fine.
Fair.
So,
so I'm just beep.
So hypothetically, the way it would work, one thing we do is Adam and I always take a 4-second handicap.
Appreciated.
So can't buzz in for 4 seconds, at least for the practice rounds. We'll see if both of you are on your game where
up
we can bring
speed.
Him down a little bit, or if we need to keep him up there. So basically, when I put out any sort of hypothetical situation, you have 5 seconds to buzz in. So he has one second to buzz in at the last.
Yeah.
Once you do buzz in, you have 5 seconds to answer, so you can't hem and haw very much. You have to kind of have a relative idea of what you're going for, or at least buzzing in to buy yourself 5 seconds to think about it more.
Okay.
Depending.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we do stick to
our four
primary avenues rather than we don't get super obscure.
That's good.
Or at least we try not to get super obscure. We try to tailor it as our guests can work the system.
Got it.
A little bit.
Are we back?
No. This is I'm just explaining this because usually we put out this bonus track or this bonus round as a bonus track.
Right. Okay.
So it's just kind of paraphrasing this so that if there's ever a time where our bonus track practice round works out perfectly, we can just segment it and be like, here's how you play the game. Just listen to this. Kind of like what we did way back in the day.
Yeah.
But every time it's been slightly different and we've had to tailor it, we're just like, oh, Adam, you can do 2 seconds for your handicap now because everyone's getting it, or... your buzzing noise is too long. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. So, right now, I need to blow my nose. So I'm going to actually get the Kleenex out here. But if everyone wants to establish buzzing noises that are quick and to the point.
Oh, yeah. I thought ahead. And I was like, I know what I'm going to do. So, I'm set.
What are you going to do?
Do you want to know now or do you want it to be a surprise?
Yeah, we're going to do a practice.
Yeah.
Oh, a practice? Okay.
I'd like to know.
well.
It's. Yeah, like that stands.
Yeah, blow your nose every time you want to buzz in.
I've got a honker. I know it. I did pick up all. Good.
Ugh. The dew point is so low.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Somebody open a window.
That's my favorite character from Hey Arnold. I never...
Well, Hey Arnold and South Park.
South Park? Who's the guy who does that in South Park?
Cousin Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Kyle won.
Yeah, Kyle won.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Now, I have...
Your buzz in.
Oh, well, I...
Well, bring it back.
Okay, all right. My,
is there a story?
There was a story. I don't know if I should tell it, though, but we'll just... You might have pulled me away. You might have saved me on that one. Okay.
Tangent Man.
The worst superhero ever.
Tangent Man!
Go away! We want to get through this conversation, damn it. Congressman, I don't see how this point is...
Tangent Man!
Oh my god, Tangent Man! I'm the hero the Senate deserves.
Oh my god, that building's on fire! But there's a cat stuck in a tree over here! I'll be right back.
There's a cat that knows a lot about the Batman series. Let's go talk to him about that for a second. You're buzzing noise, Andrew.
Pork chop sandwiches.
That's too long. Is that you? Is that really?
No.
No,
I was going to be like, man, you, my friend. Well, mine is going to be sus. It's, I recently, since the last time I was here, I might have been talking a little bit about YTP or YouTube poops. Which is like this crazy subset of YouTube uploaders that just basically take anything and rip it to shreds and whatever you're left with. We watched one earlier in the warm-up, and it's the guy who edits the Doctor Who into Harry Potter.
Yeah, he hybrids a couple things together.
And it's this, I just feel like it's this art form that you are laughing at it and you don't even know why. And it's addicting, and I'm here to get you all hooked. So, sus. Yes. There's a guy named DaThings1, and he is probably the best YouTube pooper you will see.
Sus.
Or.
Yes.
Or you could use your I rode my bike here sound.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So, Adam, do you have one built into.
Yeah. I'm going to actually. Go the Muppets route tonight and reference Swedish Chef. Bork, bork!
Oh, bork. That's a good one.
Well, good. I was actually wondering, are you going to do one or two? Bork,
I'm
bork,
going.
Bork.
I'm going to do two because it's bork, just not the same with one.
I've been actually binging on episodes of the Muppets, like Plastic Muppets, where I watched the John Cleese episode last night. So it's fun.
Känner du dig digitalt svenska?
Is that on?
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. And they're segmented into three parts, but there are playlists that just burn through.
Snakker du norsk?
You're supposed to
teach me.
What?
Yeah.
When did we
discuss that at IHOP? Like ages
oh my gosh.
Andrew, snakker du norsk?
Nögtali lite norska.
Cool.
Jag inget som inte.
Bra.
That's
bra.
Jättebra. Yeah, you're very good.
It's a fun language.
What is it?
Swedish.
Oh, thank you.
Norsk.
He said Swedish stuff, and then like, it's not.
Let's
like
go that. Offensive.
Yay, woo.
Because Swedish people hate the Swedish chef because he's racist.
Do they really?
They really do. There have been articles published where, as a nation, they are offended by his actions.
I would not be surprised.
Well, I mean, I want some other country to come up with the American chef just to hear.
Oh, it's me, Meryl Schindler. What you got like, here? It's kind of like it's like a buttery kind of bacon bisque, and then it kind of just comes in and it's like this, and it's like that.
There's a really great clip, and Andrew, I know that you can understand this because it's Pete Holmes and TJ Miller doing stand-up side by side.
Yeah.
And they're comparing our interpretation of French people to what they think ours would be, where it's like, where theirs of us would be, hey.
Yeah.
And they do a full bit on it. And so if you look up Pete Holmes, TJ Miller, you can find it. It's really funny.
The funniest podcast is Cashing In with TJ Miller. I don't know if you've heard of this podcast, but
I've heard of it.
I don't know.
I like TJ Miller's Moto X commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
But Katie, buzzing noise. Now that you've heard sus, I'm going to go with beep.
I really am, because last time I tried to do something that was complicated.
Yeah. So ooh. I will, I kept Adam, going, I will need you to do bork, so that we have a differentiator between the bees.
But for the record, I called beep first.
You did.
My cabbages.
My cabbages.
My cabbages. I could pull that out quick enough.
Cabbages.
My cabbages.
Or just cabbages.
Cabbages.
It'd be fun. We'll try a few different things. So I will throw out something nice and general that we have kind of, well, we haven't really mentioned anything specific before. So I will go super general and say Macaulay Culkin movie.
Cabbages.
You did not use your handicap.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. You're right. I got excited about cabbages.
You really did.
Yeah.
So we'll do something else. Instead, I will say Chris Pine movie.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Avengers.
Cast.
Beep.
Go ahead, Katie.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, my God.
There it
Cast.
Is.
Cast.
You don't have to
wait.
Sus.
Oh.
I'm only marking, as I said
seconds.
Before,
Got
5 seconds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so okay. You don't have to mark points and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's what he was saying. But yes. So, but Andrew, you buzzed in with Sus.
I did. Samuel L. Jackson.
Movie.
Sus.
Go ahead.
What's it called? Pulp Fiction.
There we go. Cast.
Sus.
Go ahead.
John Travolta.
Movie.
Oh, I can't even think of it.
Cabbages.
Adam.
My buzzing sound is hard. Face Off.
Oh. Movie. John Travolta again.
Sus. Grease.
Let me call on you, but yes.
Should I wait?
I would have, you know, just to make sure that if it's a tie sort of situation, just in case. But so, yes, Grease, and I will say Cast.
Oh, boy.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, I could not think of her name.
I'm going to say movie to see if anyone knows it.
We don't.
It's Xanadu.
I was going to say, I was like, I know she was in another movie.
Xanadu is the musical that she was in.
I wanted to say
more like Xanadont.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we'll do another practice round just to get everyone acclimated a little bit more.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
This is great. All right.
I love this game. I am going to say. Yes, we've said it before enough. Tom Hanks movie.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Castaway.
Movie.
Sus. Toy Story.
No, wait for Dan to call on you, though.
Right. Sorry.
It's okay. So
appreciate
Andrew.
I'm on the board.
You're
I want to be on the board.
So okay. Andrew.
Toy Story.
Cast.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Tim Allen.
Cast.
Was there someone else in the movie?
It was worth a drive. There have been a number of people who've been in a number of Pixar movies. I wasn't sure if anyone. I was just kind of reaching out there. I'm getting a range for what people know versus not knowing.
Fair.
Don Rickles.
No. He's it's Stein. Stiller. It's
No. Mr. Potato Head, I'm pretty sure it was Don Rickles. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Ben Stiller's dad.
Hi.
Do we want to look this up?
I'm
curious now because
I
thought in the first one
I'm willing to take the time.
It was pretty funny because he said, "What are you looking at, you hockey puck?" And that was always Rickles' catchphrase. He'd call people hockey pucks. I forget.
That might actually seal it. At the same time, I swore I thought it was Stiller.
No, Stiller. Well,
who was? What is it? The pig, and then he was also the truck.
Oh, that was.
Who is that?
Don't tell me. He's from Cheers. No, Norm. Not. Almost. Why did you?
Okay, you're right. Don Rickles was Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. John Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger. And then I believe I want to say the T-Rex was Wallace Shawn. Is that right? That can't be right.
It was Wallace Shawn.
Was it really?
That's
right. Oh my gosh.
Do you have a separate part of your brain for random movie
just
trivia?
For Pixar movies.
Oh, okay. That helps.
I could tell you anything you want to know about Pete Doctor, but that's it. That's a whole
yes,
stuff.
I do remember that one. And Wayne Knight was in Toy Story 2. Okay, so
Collision.
We will go somewhere else. We'll do one more just to make sure, but sticking with three.
Okay.
Mm.
Instead, I will say Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Sus.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Inception.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
500 Days of Summer.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
The Dark Knight Rises. Almost said Returns.
Movie.
Oh my gosh.
Buzz.
Cabbages.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh.
50-50. Or 50-50. Among others. Or there's that one where he's like on a bike or Looper or
Premium Rush.
Premium Rush, thank you.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I feel
Freaks
like
Freaks and Geeks, was it? No, that was
No, he was not
that was Geeks. I get those two confused all the time. Who am I thinking of? From Freaks and Geeks.
Seth
No. Seth Rogen was in it.